Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, good to see you.
Hey, Ian, good to see you.
Last week, you left us with a challenge. Why don't we go over it before it's time to fold?
I said start with the phrase triple bond, change one letter to a K, and you can spell the five-letter name of a game and a five-letter term used in that game. What are the words?
Well, if you change the T to a K, you can rearrange the remaining letters to spell poker and blind.
You were all in on that answer, weren't you? All right, Ian, as our listeners are keenly aware, this week has been fun drive time here again at WAMC.
Thank you.
And because of that, it is possible that this episode will not air during its regular time slot, although we sure hope it does, because that means the fun drive is over.
Cue Kate Smith.
And may only appear on the web. And because of that, I thought it would be appropriate if we did a show inspired by other things that appear on a web, namely spiders.
Oh, no.
Piloted by Russell Schweikart, the lunar module nicknamed Spider was launched in March of 1969, the first lunar module to be manned, as part of the preparations for landing on the moon. It was part of the ninth of 12 missions named what?
Apollo?
Apollo is correct, yes. And Apollo 10 was also further testing of the lunar module, and of course Apollo 11 was the one that actually got it to the moon. In the climactic scene of a 1967 film, Benjamin Braddock, played by Dustin Hoffman, drives a 1966 Alfa Romeo Spider 1600 to Santa Barbara in an attempt to stop the wedding of Elaine and Carl. Partly because of a faulty fuel gauge, the car runs out of gas, but fortunately it stops in front of the right church. In what film does this take place?
The Graduate.
It is The Graduate. In the 1952 E.B. White novel Charlotte's Web, Wilbur the Pig is befriended by Charlotte the Spider, who writes messages in her web to persuade the farmer not to slaughter Wilbur. Over the course of the novel, Charlotte writes four messages in her web. The last three are terrific, radiant, and humble. What is the first and only two-word message Charlotte weaves?
Some pig?
Some pig is right, yes. Hampered by technical difficulties, injuries, and numerous rewrites, the Broadway musical Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark has gained notoriety for its troubled production. The story was co-written by Julie Taymor, the original director, and the music and lyrics were written by two members of what famous rock band?
U2.
That is right. Bono and the Edge, specifically. And finally, used by players when the cue ball is out of reach, a spider is a stick with an arch-shaped head that allows it to be placed over another ball without disturbing its position. This piece of equipment is used in what English variant of billiards?
Snooker?
Snooker is right, yes. And the name snooker comes from a particular game in which Neville Chamberlain of English history fame, his opponent failed to sink
or in fame.
Either way, right? Depending on how you look at it, yes. Neville Chamberlain's opponent failed to sink a ball, and so Chamberlain called him a snooker. Well, it looks like Ian really arachnid up the points again this week.
Wah, wah.
Are you afraid of spiders? No? Would you come over here and take care of this one in the studio? Let us know you're on the way. Write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or use your long legs to go over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase spider web. Rearrange the letters to spell a four-letter word that names things often seen in a church and a five-letter word for a person often seen in a church. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will be back at this same time next week.
See you then.